All right, so having to spend days on end indoors has so many people just incredibly bored that they're coming up with all kinds of bizarre ways to pass the time. Some people are, I love this one. Some people are counting rice. Just counting rice.
What?
Yes.
Counting strawberries.
A bag of rice?
Yeah, I like that one too. Yeah, just count the rice, the kernels. So, you know, they're counting strawberry seeds, et cetera. So, Steve, I got to ask you, what strange thing, I know you're doing something strange. What are you doing to pass the time? Counting, I know you're not counting
I
rice.
I can't
though.
Wait for his answer.
I know, but I want to hear.
I got these vapor cigars because my wife didn't ask me to cut back, so I am. So I got me some vapor
she
cigars.
She cares about you and loves you.
Yeah, okay.
And, yes, Steve.
And so on the box, it says this one particular brand that I like. You get 1,800 puffs. So I've been counting the puffs on this electronic cigar. And I want to tell y'all something. 1,800 is a lot of damn puffing, let me tell you something. If you do that at one time, your ass going to get sick probably.
Yeah.
So I'm 3 days in and I'm on 1,242 puffs right now.
How do you keep count? You write it down?
Yeah, I just write it down. If they ain't got nothing to do, you know, a little note section in your iPhone. So I count the puffs. You know, I'm walking around the yard, I puff a little bit, walk with the dog. You know, puff a little bit, walk with the dog. Drink some water, puff a little bit, walk with the dog.
Yeah.
Me and the dog then actually got close. I've actually began talking to him.
Yeah. What, like,
what do you talk to the dog about?
Yeah, what do you say?
You know, what's your conversation?
She in there wiping his paws off and everything. He's so sick of getting his damn paws washed. he you know, dogs don't like that. You
picking
wash his paws
up.
Off, you know, because he been outside.
Right. Oh, Marjorie is wiping the dog.
Yeah, okay. So the dog get his paws still alive. I'm going, damn. Taking this too far, and he feels the same way. So the other day I was out there with him and he laid his head on my lap and he said, damn man, I'm sick of this. So I know, dog.
He said, you've been in too long, Steve.
he said, you know, why?
But I know,
why?
Dog.
I said, I know, dog. He said, why ain't the only one you call dog? And I said, well, you know, so. So, you know, we had that type of exchange.
You are very close, yeah.
Yeah, so me and him, that's the craziest thing I've done.
What about you, Junior?
Y'all ain't gonna believe this, but I actually sat here at the table and opened my blind and watched the tree bud. It was naked when we started this quarantine. Now it just sprouted. No, it's really amazing watching leaves come in. That is really something really you need to take in nature. I sat here about 4 or 5 hours a day and do that. That's what I do.
Wow. It's like watching paint dry. Yeah. All right, nephew. What about
I got
you?
Nothing special. I have my mama bought me this a couple years ago and I never used it. I've been pressure washing everything.
Like, what do you mean everything? Just
like the patios or the side of the house.
Oh,
or some steps that take you out in the yard. I just been pressure washing.
As soon as you see a sign of dirt,
I see something. You know what? I'm gonna pressure wash that. And it just give me something to do. You know, I'll be walking outside like I really going to work. I'm going out here and pressure wash this thing. I'll be back out the way. That's it. That's all I got to do right now.
Steve, I know you have something else.
I actually, for the first time, 3 years of living here, you know, where my little grandkids used to have a teepee up that I had to buy for them that time.
I remember the teepee.
Remember, had to buy the teepee because they were crying when they was taking it back. So that we took that down until they just forgot it was back there. And so I walked back there the other day and took a hedger, one of the little things that cut shrubbery.
Yeah.
I cut it down, cut a little hole where I could see through the gate. And I've actually been looking at the neighbor's house.
Now you're a peepee.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. That's right after
this. I'm thinking about
this.
Calling the police and reporting their ass because something's going on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.